WFM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Hey, hey.
Mama,
95.7 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app. And more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app, look for CFW, and stream us anywhere, anytime.
Thank you.
Shadows grow so long. Into night, far away.
80s, 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
And you can dance.
'90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
Thank you. was just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up with you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I said too much. I haven't said.
Just to prove the world was here. And here is a red balloon. serving Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Thank you.
stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a win for Wisconsin voters, a more moderate Wisconsin Supreme Court reinstated the use of ballot drop boxes, and a state appellate court upheld a lower court's decision on common sense rules governing absentee ballot witness information. July 5th, Wisconsin's High Court reversed a 2022 decision by a then more conservative court, which said drop boxes were not allowed by the state constitution. The arguments hinged on whether delivering an absentee ballot to a municipal clerk meant handing the ballot to a clerk or using an official drop box. The current court decided that the previous court's opinion was unsound in principle and found that delivering a ballot to a drop box was in fact delivering it to a clerk. A state appeals court affirmed a lower court's ruling July 11th that absentee ballots, which require a witness signature and address in Wisconsin, could be counted if there was missing information, provided the witness and address could still be confirmed. Republican legislators had challenged absentee ballots for which voter information was correct, but witness information lacked a complete address, such as a spouse writing same in the address line. The order will allow more absentee ballots to be counted. As state primaries approach, it's a good time to check your voter registration status with your local election officials. We have the rulings, local reporting, and groups taking action linked at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
We could catch an isolated shower at some point later this morning into early this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 78 our high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, and a lot less humid with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
CFW.
Wondering who will be there to take my place when I'm gone. You'll need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, then between the sand and stone, could you make
go. 1057 CFW.
With the birds of shed, it's a lonely view, and 1057 CFW.
Dirty.